is. It's my show, but not my show.
Hi there, it's a blues world, almost said blues greens, reds world. Myself with Musa, his name is Blues World, am I right?
No, blues man.
Oh, sorry.
No, not the blues man.
That's why we're saying it's a blues world.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
With a blue cap. Musa can get everything wrong, but not with his cap. I'm sure you have like 20 blue caps at home.
Now I only have like 5.
Yeah. I was guessing. 5.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah.
Everything about you is, if you had a choice,
it's not
to
the color, man. My favorite color is, hey.
Okay,
that's
let's
not
talk.
My favorite color.
Yeah, please don't say pink.
It is.
Why did I even know? Okay, Musa's favorite color, please don't forget. First guy wears his favorite color is what? Pink.
Pink, yeah.
No.
It's pink, good. Is a nice color. There's nothing wrong with pink.
You know, even when you, you know, when you're about to sleep and maybe lying on the bed, you're looking up and you're just thinking of your day. Just thinking, there's a guy's favorite, there's a guy who has a favorite color, which is what is pink. Yeah, that's too much. That's crazy. Yeah, again, Musa, I myself, Luando, we are from Johannesburg in South Africa. I love sport. He loves music. I love music. He loves sport. I can go on. I feel like rapping, you know, drop some punchlines. Musa used to drop some punchlines, man.
My Lord was on a mission.
Hey.
What a death, the crucifixion.
Hey, bro.
He was nailed onto a tree.
Yeah.
So all of us can be set free. Now there's no more condemnation.
Yo.
And there's no more separation.
Yeah.
Because we a Christ nation.
Yo.
And we'll always shout his praise.
I know I'm going to heaven. Okay. It did all those lines, but I did the finish line. Wow. I hope you're enjoying. So we are on fire, very excited. What are we talking about?
We are talking about a very interesting topic, and that topic is, what would you change in the world? Well,
there you go.
Yeah.
What would you change in the world? Boom.
Yeah, what would you change? Yeah, that's a...
Why do people use the word boom? I know I just used it.
Boom, I don't know. I don't use boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom. I think I should maybe try to bring my own word. Instead of boom, it's like boom. No, I'm serious. What are you going to say? Imagine someone comes and then you're trying to compliment them and you say boom. And they're thinking, what are you saying to me?
Now start that new trend, man. That's on you, though.
Musa's gonna join me.
I don't know.
Whenever we introduce your blues music, we use the word "kum." Yeah,
blues goom.
Okay, guys, we actually talking about what would you change in the world. I know we're too funny, but we have this serious topic. You know what I'm saying? We have serious topics. I mean, ever in the world, what would you change in the world?
Yeah.
If, I mean, you were the president, if you had the saying, probably like someone like Trump, if you had the saying like someone who's up there, maybe famous in sport, maybe has influence in terms of health in the world, what would you do to change the world? That's what we're talking about. This is your place to be already. Musa, you know, he just explained with his rap what this show is about. It's about Jesus. It's about hearing about Jesus, what Jesus did for us. As he said, you know, he was nailed on the tree so that we can be set free. That's what this is all about. And guess what? As people, we just stuck internally. You know, we have our own secret places where we're really not ready to express ourselves to people. And you know those times, being young, and it still happens, but I remember that because I used to struggle when I was young. and you have friends, you go to school, you act cool, you know. Ah, man, I just did it. You go to school.
Those bars, man. In fact, you deserve this.
What will happen is that, you know, you're going through so much, but not even one of your friends knows.
Yeah, true.
Why? Because it's your secret place. But whenever, this is the biggest thing. Whenever I would be going home, I will always, you know, like, mom will cook the best food, like, wow, full chicken on the table. Yeah, man, I'm eating now. But guess what? There you are in your own room. And yes, you have a room. You have a nice bed. But there's always one place that you keep going back to. It's your darkest secret place.
Yeah.
Where you regret. Where you start having, like, your suicidal thoughts. Where you feel like, you know, you feel as no one. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like you have, like, these thoughts. You know these thoughts in your minds? They like it's like you use them to measure how far you are with your success, how happy you're not. And whenever I'll be going home, I'll be going back to that. And I know most people, they may look good. There's nothing looking good. I love looking good. You know, I'm made in the image of God. God is beautiful. God is beautiful. He has glory. And, you know, if you're a person of swag, you cannot match to the standard of God. I love looking good, but in a decent way. I don't have to, you know, be naked to show off stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So the biggest thing for me is that, but sometimes we can brag, we can, you know, live this life of looking good and all that. But most of the times, even people who look good will look like they got everything. I remember some of the kids at school, like, you know, you're this guy who's quiet, who's not chasing after girls, you know, because I was dating one girl and she broke my heart. I was stupid because doing everything, you know, on my own thinking, you know. And what would happen is that the only thing that they saw is how I looked on the outside. But they didn't know that every day when I go back home, I will go back to my secret place. And I was hurting, man. I remember I struggled with English at school. It was very it was very bad. You know, no one knew when I would do a speech and then I just say the wrong line, and guess what? The whole class is just laughing. Mm. During lunchtime, they're laughing. And you know when you're laughing, but you're not laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the more they laugh at you, hey man, you're broken inside.
Yeah.
You know, to a point, I'm thinking, what's really the use of living at home? There's so much poverty. At school, I'm not good. But you know when these things, they just pack in your mind, and whenever you try to think about something that's positive, but all these, you know, negative things are always available in your mind. It's like they're always popping out. Look, are you bad? Look, they're laughing at you and all that. But that was my secret place. It was worse. That was my secret place. You know, so much competition at the same time, because other people, man, you laugh. The stuff I used to do when I came back from Eastern Cape. Because, you know, you come from the villages, man, and then you get these people, these kids at school, they have nice haircuts and all that. You don't even know where they get these things. Mm. And next thing, I'll go buy the blade, you know, to trim myself. But now I don't get this thing right. I have this line on my head just going the other, the other way. It was very bad. This line is going the other way. But I'm thinking, do I catch this cop? Or what do I do? So I buy a plaster. You know, I put it on my head and then I lie in school. No, man, I fell. I was playing soccer, but I'm actually covering it. But you think about, you know, those crazy things. But you think about that and you realize these things, they actually, you know, come from a secret place that I am alone battling with and no one else knows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I see you look cool. But I don't say I wanna be like, you know, you. You know what I'm saying? I just keep it in my secret place because I feel like if I can look like you, this is a deception that we have in our minds to say, okay, if I can look like this person, my life will be cool. But it's not true.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And I know I've actually just dwelled so much in this secret place and anything, you know. But what would you change in the world? It's the biggest thing. Biggest question. What would you change if you had a chance? You know what I'm saying? In the world. Musa.
What I would change, actually, I was actually thinking about it as you speak. I would change a lot of mindsets of people, if I put it that way. Because when I look at, there's a lot of people in poverty that think poverty is normal because they haven't seen the other side, you know? So the thing I would like to change is the mindset, because you find that these people stay in poverty thinking it's normal, not knowing that there's a better life.
Mm.
So they'll think hustling life is the life that you live. It's all about hustling. It's all about this. It's all about that. Meanwhile, you can actually do this, and your mind is open to a lot. I remember with myself, I was still with my grand. Look, I was exposed to a lot of rich people. You know, I was exposed to a lot of them, but not as much.
Mm.
So I remember a time there's a neighbor of mine who wanted to, he was just telling me for holidays, I can just come help him paint places, build a new, we used to like build a house from scratch.
Mm.
So I know how to do plumbing, all these weird stuff. I know how to do that. So what happened was we went to a place in Sandton. Now it was close to Sandton, Houghton side. Yes, in Houghton. And then Houghton, we had to like rebuild a bathroom. You know, when we're rebuilding this whole bathroom thing, putting a new bathtub in and all the basins and that, I actually thought to myself, I saw dreams already in my head. I'm like, yo, if I could live in a place like this, it was stupid thoughts. Mm. Like when I'm painting, I'm going to paint with my wife. It was all those kinds of thoughts. Yeah. But it opened my mind so much that when I got home, because we're there the whole day, when I got home, I saw that my thinking was so small. I was thinking here in the hood the whole time, here in this area, I must just get a nice house. I didn't have a bigger picture of a nice house. You know, I was just thinking of these magazine stuff, looking at a mansion and all of these things. But when I actually saw, it's a simple place. But my word, it opened my eyes so bright. The parking lots and all of these stuff, it exposed me to a life I didn't know.
Mm.
But what made me see that is not only because I saw it, but because of also my mind was thinking about it. Because if I just went there and just put the bathtub and all of those stuff, and I didn't think about, hey, look at this place, you know, nothing was going to change. Mm. Same like these people in the, like, people that are in poverty.
Mm.
Why they don't see the bigger picture is because they'll see someone who's rich coming to their area, and they're not looking at, yo, how does this guy get there? Instead, they look at, yo, this guy here has money.
Mm.
What do they think of? You see how they think of it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So if you just change the mindset, automatically you're going to think, yo, I want to be like this guy. How did he get there?
Yeah.
Then they learn immediately from this. So I would like to change the mindset.
I think, let me not, you know, say something. Not because I can't, but I can. But I think you have touched on a significant point when you're speaking about poverty. And I believe that I, too, have so much to say based on that. And I know specific myself, you know, where I've carried on with a poverty mindset as a Christian. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like most of the times we actually preach poverty at I won't say like churches, wherever we preach. And the reason why I'm saying that, if I'm going to be a person who's saying, you know, I'll have boards all over and be like, you know, come to my church, God is going to prosper, you will have prosperity, stuff like that. And I feel specific that, you know, that's actually poverty being, you know, marketed in the streets, wherever we are. You know what I'm saying? And but I realized based on the scripture, when I look at the Israelites when they were in Egypt, and the biggest thing I realized, because they were slaves, and the biggest thing I realized was that these guys, they were in so much poverty. And God actually promised them a land with what? Flowing milk. That means this land is rich. He actually promised them prosperity. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I realized that, you know, God doesn't want us as people to actually live in poverty.
Yeah.
Because his aim was actually to save his people from from poverty. And one of the things you learn about is that if you learn about Abraham, all these guys, is that whenever now they were walking with God, you just see how they were prospered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and sometimes you always like look at the stock, look at the money, you know what I'm saying? Look at the clothes. But you just look at their families. You look at their servants. You know, most of the times, even when we think about, you know, prosperity, what do we think about? We think about, you know, having a lot of cash. But those guys had so much cash that today they will have so much employees because they had servants. You know what I'm saying? And for me, that's actually the biggest thing to say. God doesn't want us to carry on in poverty. And this is my testimony. And I remember one day, I think I was coming to church. I'm not sure, but I was going somewhere. And I had this 20 rand. And already in my mind, you know, come from villages, come from, you know, the south. In my mind, I'm thinking, yo, man, with this 20 rand, I'm going to buy, you know, so many things. Because that's how we do it. You know, you're counting things. Yeah. I'm going to buy biscuits. I can buy drink. What else? You know what I'm saying? And I remember now struggling, thinking what I'm going to buy. And a voice in me just said, you know, don't buy cheap things. Ever since my life changed.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you're always looking at, yo, I'm going to get that shoe. It's expensive. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that was a mindset changing. Because most of the times, like, you get 1,000 rand, you get 2,000 rand, and you're thinking, yo, maybe I can get 15 whatever pence out of this cash.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But you never think about, you know, it's like waste of money if I have to buy a shoe for 1.2. But that's a poverty mindset.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's a poor. And I remember God actually, you know, just changed my mindset there to say, you know, you can't, you know, think small. Always you're thinking about how you're going to save, how you're going to survive. You don't have freedom. You don't see yourself actually buying something that's expensive. It's the last thing. And there was a preacher, so when we used to pray in the hospital, and that thing just, yo, man, that thing, I still remember these things. It changed me. I used to walk, I don't know for how many kilometers, so from the hospital going back home, and sometimes it was late. Mm. So we're praying for people, and I think if you have been listening to the show, you know one delay. And what happened was that there was this preacher, he's still there. He's from America. He's a bit young. And you know, hey man, that guy is blessed. the church, I mean, he has branches, the music from his church, the preaching. And I'm thinking, and I once look on websites, so the bad things they say about him. And I'm trying to, you know, to come with a conclusion. Is this the right guy? And I'm thinking, but how can this guy be blessed?
Yeah.
So now it's like I'm changing. I'm no more with him on his side. I'm like, no, surely there's something that this guy is doing wrong. And I remember just walking. I was walking home, coming back from the hospital. We just pray for people. And God was like, the reason you say that is because you don't believe that I can bless you like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
Yo.
Did you just say that?
That's
Yo. The reason you say that is because you don't believe that I can bless you like that.
Yo.
And, you know, my mindset actually, even there changed. There are many things I can talk about, but my mindset actually, you know, from there, my mindset just changed. And I realized that, you know, specific, God wants to bless me. Everything about, you know, being organized, what I wear from that moment, it just changed. It's just, everything just changed. I'm not there. But my mindset has changed. Why? Because it's my testimony and I've seen a change in my mind. So that's actually the thing to say. Like Musa is saying, we have to change, you know, the poverty mindset. I mean, if we are led by people who have a poverty mindset, you're going to see it in the country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to see it in our homes. You're going to see it everywhere at school, wherever we are. So that's, I think when we have a poverty mindset, we always worry a lot.
Yeah, that's
to be
true.
Honest.
worry about what's next. Mm. How am I going to get this? How am I going to get that?
Yeah. When you choose a girlfriend based on poverty, seriously.
Yeah.
But we never think about that. It's true. You know, you never see yourself with someone that's there. Why? Because you're looking at where you are. So you're choosing someone based on poverty.
That's true.
Okay. We have to close.
Yeah.
We have to close. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I mean, you had the testimonies, like we're dropping testimonies, Musa dropping bars and testimonies. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you can pray this prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being
here for me.
Please come live in me.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. Amen. Don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za, our Facebook page, @activefm777, our Instagram page @activefm777, our Twitter, @activefm.
Yes.
Take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.